Shabbos daf ayin dal. We're starting three lines from the bottom of ayin gimel beis hazera habera v'atechin v'amirakid. All four things that we learned in the Mishnah. However, we're going to focus on the three of zera, bera, and mirakid. The Gemara asks, "Hainu zera, hainu bera, hainu mirakid." All these three things seem to be very similar in the fact that, like Rashi says, that all malacha achai saying the mafresh eichel min apseilos. The whole concept of the av is we mafresh a food product from something that's inedible. Zera is winnowing, so you throw the kernels into the air, and then it blows away the chaff, and therefore the kernels now fall down to the ground. By bera, you're just sorting inedible matter from food. Then you have sifting, which is sifting flour, which takes away the bad parts of flour and leaves you the more pure flour that comes out of the sifter. So all three are the same concept. So that anything that was in the Mishkan, we turn to into Alam and Alf, that in our Mishnah we counted even things that maybe are similar types of avos, they're still considered distinct avos since they were done as distinct types of malachis in the Mishkan, in the preparation, in the building of the Mishkan. The Gemara asks, if it's true that we count all the distinct malachis that were relevant to building a Mishkan, so then we should also count the concept of pounding, that pounding is similar to dash, similar to threshing. What is that? Rashi says the case was the chitim machteshes. You pounded the chitim with some sort of pounder, lasikli pasan, to take off the shell that's around the actual wheat, davoy b'migdash b'samanim, that you did it in order to make the samanim, in order to make the spices, in order to make the dyes. Allah mishum dami l'dash, it must be similar to dash, similar to threshing, which we counted. So lechashla, the nami mefrakim albashi, because even dash is the same thing. You're taking the outer shell of the grain, and that's removing it. So it's very similar to the case of kaisesh. So that's why we don't say it, even though it's a distinct malacha in the binyan hamishkan. So what's the difference between kaisesh and dash that we don't count it, and zera, bera, and merakid that we do count as three separate and distinct malachas and three avos? So Abaye answers that we don't count kaitesh because since an ani doesn't need to kadisha in order to eat pas, because it's still good enough to eat, you don't need such fine flour, and an ani's standard is not that high, and therefore it's not always done. And we're talking about our Mishnah Sidur the pas. We're going into Seder that's done in pas. So Zoyer by Merakid is done in all cases of making pas. However, since not everyone does this Maisa Kadisha, even though it was in the Mishnah, was still not in the Mishkan, and it was a Melechas HaMishkan, it's still not going to be counted. Now, Tais points out, it's still a Melech HaShuva, but that was the Ikka Melecha that was done in the Mishkan to make the dyes, to dye the wool. By Marie, to lav davka eichel pitoi, alahuadin, the ani tzeveim samanim boi katisha. An ani actually dyes samanim without katisha, and therefore it's not something that's a malacha chashuva, and that's why we don't count it. Rabbi tries to give another teretz. Hamani Rabbi, it's going like Rabbi. The ama of his malachas abam chosa achas. Rabbi holds that there are specifically only 39 malachas, and we learned before because it says dvarim hadvarim and eila is 36, and dvarim is 2 is 38. Hadvarim, the extra hey, teach us another one, which is 39 malachas. It has to be specifically 39. If you count kaitesh, there would be 40 malachas. And that's why you can't say kaitesh is in the Mishnah. In fact, you're right. Let's leave kaitesh in together with dash will be two. And then from Zoyer Bar Merakid, leave two of those in and take one of those out. Why do you specifically take out kaitesh? And therefore we go back to Abaya's Teretz and not like Rava, we go away from Rava's Teretz. Gemara continues. If you have in front of yourself either two types of eichel, like Taisa says, or like Rashi says, you have an eichel that you're going to take out of something that is not a edible item. For the rest of the staff, we won't touch any word eichel and psoilis. Eichel, of course, is the food product, and the beer part is psoilis, is the inedible part. We will not continue touching that. We'll just use the words of eichel and psoilis. The Brisa now says a very cryptic halacha, and the rest of the Amud will explain it. We're just going to say it quickly. Bayer va'eichel, bayer u'mniach. You're allowed to be bayer and eat it for yourself. Bayer u'mniach, you're allowed to be bayer and leave it for others. There's no difference between if you're bayer for yourself or for others. It has the same halacha. V'lo yivro, you're not allowed to be bayer. V'im birei chayiv chatas. And if you are bayer, then you're chayiv chatas. In fact, Gemara, my comment, what's the Brisa saying? First it says you're allowed to be bayer. Then it seems like midrabbanan you're allowed to be bayer. It says v'lo yivro, and then it says midraisin you're allowed to be bayer. It says v'im birei chayiv chatas. Amu'ullah, this is the way we'll explain it. You're You're allowed to do Beira. You're allowed to do Beira for that specific day. That's not a problem of Beira. However, for tomorrow, you're not allowed to do Beira. The Imbira, if you do so, Chayav Chatas, Yechayav Chatas, that's the Issa Deraisa of Beira. In fact, tomorrow, Master of Chista, Rav Chista asks, where do you find such a difference in Melech Shabbos that since you're doing it for today, then it would be Mutter? So Beira would be Mutter because it's done for today, but Afia or Bishal wouldn't be Mutter for today? Of course, you can't say it. Of course, all the dinim would be the same, and it would be also to be buried today. When it's less than a share, if it's less than a gregris, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. There's no issa at all. However, if it's a share of a gregris, you're not allowed to be buried. In fact, Gemara, Master Rabbi Yosef, Chimut Lefes Pachas B'Chashir, are you allowed to do a fear of Pachas B'Chashir, even though there wouldn't be a Chiyu carbon, like Rashi says, the Hi, the Chiyu of Chathas Lekha, Isurim Ika, of course, there's Issa Deraisa, the Kaim Alon, Chatzis Shir, Asim Natera, that we hold, there's Machlekes, Yechon and Shlokesh, if Chatzis Shir is Asim Natera or not, but we hold that it's Asim Natera, and even according to the Madama, that's Mutam Natera, Vishom Drabbanan would be Asa, even though Rashi doesn't point out, and has the Brisa say you can be Beryl Lechatrila? Now, the next three terutzim, which is Rabbi Yosef, Rav Amnuna, and Abaya, all of them agree with each other that ultimately that would be halacha, like we know this famous klal, that you're allowed to be bayra oichel metei pseilus if it's done biyad and miyad, which we'll see what that means in a moment. However, the only chaluk in what the Bryce is referring to. So the Gemara says like this, Elam Rabbi Yosef, bayra ve'eichel biyad, you're allowed to be bayra if you do it with your hands, not with a kli. Bayra meniach biyad, you're allowed to be bayra and leave it for someone else, biyad again with your hands and not with a kli. However, b'kanan v'tamchoy lo yivra, if you do bayra with kanan v'tamchoy, which is a funnel or a large plate, which even though you could do bayer with that, but it's not like a sieve. A sieve is normal way to do bayer. This is something which is klachiyad, and therefore only be also midraban. Like Rashi says, b'knoin kli eitz she'oisin kein sina rachum la'achar v'katzum ofadav u'balei matbeya oisin sein, was used for people that used to deal with coins. V'abayer b'kitnius, if someone would be bayer some sort of beans in it, nice kitnius b'makam harachav u'minanoi, you put it in the wide side and you shake it around, v'kitnius m'pneishu siglaglal, because it was round, miskalgal v'yared, it would roll through, derech pivakatzav, apseilus, nisha b'kli, and the things which are the shaft, or the big bad parts of the oichel, the psilus would go through the kli, and would remain in the kli, and that would be the part of b'yra. But since it's klachiyad, it would be only midrabanan. Lo yivra, v'embira, patav al-asa. If you were b'yra with the k'nein of tamchui, then it would be patav al-asa, it was only asrabanan. But with a fine sif or a coarse sif, either way, it's a type of a sif. Lo yivra, you can't be b'yra. That is the standard way of bayer and bimbira. If you do bayer in that way, chayiv chatz is a deraisa. Maslo Avnuna. Avnuna just asked a question. It's not mash from the braisa. This is what we're talking about, because midi k'nani v'tamchoi k'nani is to say anything about a funnel or a large plate in the braisa. And Avnuna bayer v'eichel eichel metech pseilas. When it says you're allowed to do bayer, you're allowed to do bayer, you'll add to eichel metech pseilas. Bayer mniach is eichel metech pseilas. Same din that eichel metech pseilas. There wouldn't be any issa. Now, of course, he would agree, like we said, to Rabbi Yosef, it also has to be done biyad, it can't be done with the kli, otherwise that would be midrabanan would be also. Pseus p'tech eichel lo yivra v'mbiru chayiv chatas. However, if you do pseus p'tech eichel, you can't be buried, and if you do it, then you can be chayiv chatas. Masal Abaya, Abaya says, midi eichel p'tech pseus stani. The Braisa just says, like we said, ha'ilafan amine eichlen. It doesn't say it was eichel p'tech pseus, elam Abaya, bayer v'eichel alto. It means in the Braisa, you can be buried if it's done for right away. U'bayer m'nich l'alto, and you're allowed to be buried for other people as long as it's going to be used right away. But if it, even if it could be for the same day, you not be buried then bira nasik buried loitzah v'chayiv chatas. It's like you will bury to put away for a while and store it away for a while, and you can be chayiv chatas. So Rabbanan came to Rava when Rabbanan said this in front of Rava and said this brisa and the explanations that we had. So Rava said Amalu. He said back to them Shapa Am Nachmeni. It's good what Nachmeni said. Now Nachmeni is referring to Abaya because, like we said before, Abaya never had parents, and therefore Rava Nachmeni brought him up in his house, and he was considered his child, and therefore it calls him based on his for Lashon Kavod by his father's name, Rabbi Ben Nachmeni. The Gemara continues, if someone had in front of him two mini eichlin, some say over here, if he rashi us all, you wouldn't be goyis two mini eichlin, like we said before, that he was eichel from Pseilis. But he did bayer of Ashi, Masi Potter. Rav Ashi learns that we the din is Potter, Potter Vel Asa, Rav Yemin Bidifti Masi Chai, Rav Yemin Bidifti says that you'd be Chai in this case. So Gemara asks, Rav Ashi, Masi Potter, that how could Rav Ashi said in this case you'd be Potter? Tani Chayiv. We learned before that when you bayra, you could be Chayiv. That was the brice that we had before, the way Rashi learns this Gemara. And Rashi points, Batanyal El Chayiv, Vi Bibayra Maniach La'alta. Maybe the case is that you bayra and you left it and you ate it right away. Then mutlach chilahavi upata v'asaleka. Where does Rabbi Ashi have this case that you potter? It's mash potter v'asa and not yet mutter. So my answer is like hashah because every time chay have enough of a kvara. That depends what we're talking about. Before in the brayso we said yichayev, that was by enough of a kvara. That was a fine sieve and a coarse sieve. Like we said that that's the derisa. That's the normal way to do bayer. However, by every time chay, since it's klachiyad, therefore it's potter v'asa and that's what Rabbi Ashi meant. Where continues because Rav Dimi Oma. Shavu Rav Bibi Avoid. It was a story that was the Shavu Rav Bibi, where Rav Bibi was taking care to serve all the Talmidim in the yeshiva. V'klo Rav Ami Rav Asi, and Rav Ami Rav Asi came to the Suda, Shadu Kamal, Kilkul the Peri, as Chashivas for Rav Ami Rav Asi, he threw in front of them all a basket full of peris for dessert. For Leidana, they didn't know why he did that. Why did he throw it in front of them? Why didn't he pick it out and put it nicely together for each person individually, individual plates, to give them something nice in front of them, or at least serve them individually? Did Rav Dimi hold that Eichel Metech Pseles is Asa? Now, of course, Eichel Metech Pseles, like we said before, Miyad, which is his case was, it was Biyad and Miyad, it should be Mutter. It meant that originally, before he brought it to the table, he wouldn't do that because that was Eichel Metech Pseles, and it wasn't Miyad, it wasn't at that point right away. And that would be Asa, Yimashim Ayin Yafu Mechavin, or Rav Dimi just wanted to make a nice presentation. He brought it in a basket because that looked nicer. That was Ba'ayin Yafu. It was more generous to serve it that way, but it had nothing to do with any halacha that you could learn from this story. Chizki says, Habayir Tumasim Metech Pseil Shalhad Chayiv. If someone is Bayir Tumasim, which is a type of a bean, from its Pseil is its waste, it's Chayiv, it's a deraisa. So the Gemara says, Le Mikasav Chizki, it seems that Chizki holds Eichel Metech Pseil is also. Here, you're taking the Eichel from the Pseil, and it's still also, it's a deraisa. How could that be? The Gemara answers, Shani Tumasim, when we turn to Ayandala and Vase, the Shalki Le Shiva Zimni, be Le Shalki Le Misrach, Pseil is Tech Eichel Dami, that the way that they process these types of beans was that they cooked it 7 times. Now, every time they cooked it, some of the beans would actually be pretty much ready to be taken out at that point. And therefore, if you don't take those beans out, even though they're good at that point, it would actually become withered away because it would become too soft and it wouldn't be able to be eaten. And therefore, the fact that you're taking it out is considered for some reason, that's the way Rashi learns it. The first pshat, Rashi has a longer pshat. The second pshat, where he has a gesa of that he doesn't do the process of boiling it up another time, etc. A little bit more complicated that pshat, but we'll stay with the first pshat Rashi, which seems simpler, even though it's a little complicated to understand what the pseilus b'teich eichel is in this case. L'chayr is actually taken out because you want it to stay as an eichel, so it's a little bit tzarech bia what exactly is happening in this situation. But teichel, we continue with teichel with grinding. Amar Rapapa says, Haimanda parim silko chayim shim teichel. Someone minces beets, chops up beets very thinly and very finely, you chay because of teichel. Tysus points out, specifically by beets, not by other eichlin. But it's similar to the case of teichin, even though that's by grain, but this would be the same halacha if it would be by a fruit like beets. Someone chops up a piece of wood into thin pieces. There's also a problem with teichin. Ravashi, he covered on mishchasa. If you map it on the actual measurement of this piece of wood that you're trying to cut, then it wouldn't be a problem of teichin, or maybe it would be a problem of teichin and mechatech, but definitely it would be mechayiv you because mechatech, which is generally by the skins of the animal, like we saw in Mishkan, that they wanted it to be for a specific size, they needed it. And therefore, here also, if you map it on the actual size, it would be chayiv because of mechatech. If someone needs or if someone bakes, my papa, Shavatan is done bishul, why would the Tana leave the din of bishul and talk about baking, which is not what was done in the Mishkan? The Mishkan, salmonim, was the standard that they took spices and they took types of herbs and they made out of it dyes in order to make the dyes for the wool that was used for the coverings out of Mishkan and for the begadim, but they didn't have any malacha of afia, because even though afia was done, for example, for lechem panim or for the shteil lechem that was in the Mishkan, that was not for the avodah of building the base of Mikdash or building the Mishkan. That was for avodah that was done during the time of performing the avodah in the base of Mikdash, and that's not where we learned a lot of test malachas from. So the Gemara says, Tani done sidur the pas nakat. Our Tana wanted to go with normal, what people do on a day-to-day basis, and therefore they were going in the order of pas and trying to show people what's asa on Shabbos. But in Chanami, the reason why it's asa is because in the Mishkan we had Bishul Salmanim. However, in practicality, we want to go to a practical scenario
of Sidur Pas. So Rachabar Ravira, how might the shot the six latuna if someone takes a peg and throws it into an oven in order to dry it out, Chai Mifshim Vashel, you would have a issa of Mivashel and it would be an issa Draisa. In fact, Mar Pshita Lacharit Pashat, Ma'atim, Lushurim Manakam Chavin. Over there, it was really to dry it out, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem because the only problem of Afia, the standard of Afia and Bishul, is you take something that was hard and you're trying to make it softer. And here, you're actually trying to make it harder by taking out the liquid from it. Kamash one, the mere paraf of Hadakamit, that the way it actually dries out, at first it takes out the liquid and actually makes it softer, and then eventually it becomes hard, and therefore it'll be an Issa D'Raisa of Bishul in such a case as well.
If someone heats up pitch and therefore makes it softer and liquidifies it,
then you would have the chiyuv of a bishul as well, because now you make something softer. So Mar said pshita, of course that's going to be the case of bishul. Mar said,
and since at some point once you leave it, it'll actually cool down and will reheat, it will become hard again. So then it's only temporary, and therefore maybe you're chayav kamash one day, you're still chayav because of bishul.
Amrava, haimad David chavita. If someone makes a chavis, someone makes a barrel, chayav mishum sheva chatois. You have seven different chatois you could be chayav. Tanur, if you make an oven, chayav mishum shmoyne chatois, you'll be chayav eight different chatois. Amvaya, haimad David chalsa. If someone makes a very large basket made out of reeds, chayav achas esr chatois, you'll be chayav 11 different chatois. V'chayit l'pumei, and if he sews the mouth or the top of this basket closed, then chayav shloish esr chatois, you'll have a possibility of being chayav 30 chatois. What are these chatois?
Rashi goes through them, and for earthenware kli, you would have teichen, bayir, merakeit, losh, memachik, mave, and mevashel. If you made it into an oven, then you would have an additional process where they did in order to insulate it, that would be makav patish. And by the baskets that Abaye brought down, where you have 11 or 13, it would be koitz and eteya ma'am ebayra m'machik teichin m'chateich mesech oisesh tebit batinir and oireg and makav patish, that would be 11. And if you tie the top of it, then you would have teifin koisha like Rashi brings down. Now Rashi says, why don't you have binyan by any of these? Because ain't binyan vestir b'kelim like we know. However, Taisus is actually chaylik on that, and there are other similarities or machlekes in Rishonim exactly what these counts of 7, 8, 11, and 13 were. But that is the Shitas Rashi. If someone shears off wool of an animal, and you wipe it, even if you spin wool from on top of the behemoth, you don't actually shear it off. You actually do the spinning process from while it's on the behemoth, and you did on Shabbos, there would be three chateis, so you'd be chayv, achas mishum gezes, it would be considered shearing, because at the point you're pulling it off, that would be part of the shearing process. V'achas mishum napetz, you're untangling it, v'achas mishum tove, and now you're going to do tviya, which is spinning of the wool. There's no such thing of gziza or menapetz or tviya when it's something which is not the derech, since it's done klache yad, therefore it would be potentially also midrabanan, but you can't be say that it's going to be chayiv shalosh chatois.
The Gemara yes on Rokana v'loy, is it not true that this is considered the derech? V'atani, we have a bright mishpeh Rav Nachman in the Chemir, in the name of Chemir, shita be'izim v'tav be'izim, that they used, were doing in the time of the Beis Mikdash in the Mishkan. Rashi says it's a krokodosh. We have a pasuk that the derech tava was a izim begufim shal izim mashpah, that they one that spun the threads by the Mishkan, they actually did it while it was on the goat. Alma tviya agav behema shma tviya. My answer is chachmi seir shiny over there. Of course, we know, like it says in the pasuk, v'chol isha chachba slave. The women that were doing the press at that time had this special quality that they were able to do it from the sheep, and therefore that was the derech. However, our derech is not like that, and therefore you would not be chayiv, even though the derech of the Mishkan was like that. You wouldn't follow what the derech of the Mishkan was. You have to follow what the derech of people, and the derech of people is to do it while it's off the animal, and if it's on the animal, it actually would be klachiyad, it would be pata avo asa. The Gemara continues, turn upon it.
Hatayus is a kind of someone who plucks a feather from a bird, vakaitmai, and he clips it, vamartai, and he pulls off its hairs. Chayiv shalosh chatois, you would actually have three different chatois. Amar Shlokish, Rish Lakish said, an explanation of this braisa, tayus chayiv mishum gaiz, why chayiv tayus? Because of the malacha of shearing, just like by shearing the wool off of a sheep, you'd be chayiv as geizes. Here also, even though it's a bird, that would also have a problem of geizes. When you clip it, you're trying to get it to a specific size. Therefore, that would be a problem of chatek, like we have by the case of leather, where you cut it to a specific size, it would be considered memachik. And when you pull off the ears, you're smoothing it out, and therefore it would be considered memachik. We said in the Mishnah that if you tie or you untie, you chayiv. So, Frank Mark,
Shiva Mishkan Hechavai, where do you find any type of tying in a Mishkan? They be chayiv. We have to have lamed tes melachos that's similar to what was done in Mishkan. Amaravash can kaishim be saved ha'olam. When you had the coverings of the Mishkan, how they tie it down to make sure that it stayed? They would tie it down on pegs that were on the floor, that they would take strings and literally go and tie it down, that it wouldn't go and fly away in the wind. The Gemara is now bothered that we know that the only time you chayiv on Shabbos is for a kesher shel kiyama, and who kaishal nas lahatu. The kshira that was done in the Mishkan was something in order to untie, because whenever they had to travel, they would have to untie it, and therefore they didn't know exactly when they would travel. And if Hakadosh Baruch Hu told them they have to travel today, they would go travel. So that's not considered a kesher shel kiyama. Alam Abaya, Zok Abaya, Shekin Erga Yiriyah Shnivskal Amnima Kaishrei Say, that someone that were weaving in the base Mikdash in the Mishkan, that were weaving the Yiriyahs, the curtains that were hung in the base Mikdash in the Mishkan, and it would a thread would break, then in order now to make sure they continue to weave it, they would tie a next piece to it, and that would be the kshira. Amar Rava, to ask the question, that's very good. You have a case of kshira, matamak lemim, where do you have a case of untying the Mishkan? If you would say that if two knots happen to come by two next to each other, so shari chad v'katachad, maybe you would untie one and then tie the other one, and therefore that would be the case of matir. We know if you have a king and you're making a nice curtain, you wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be proper to do it. Therefore, you think that they would do such a thing and do it in such a manner which is not by kavodik in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the people who trap the chalazin were needed for the dyes, the blue dye that was used in the Mishkan was from the chalazin, which was a type of fish like we'll see later on, that they would tie it and untie it in order to tie up their nets and untie their nets. That was a standard process, and therefore that would be part of the Issur Shabbos that we learn from the Mishkan, both on Kshira and on Matir. And we will stop over here.